knew I was.
Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Mesota. Kristen Lyerly in OBGYN is on the Fox River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstead of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy?
Hello and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstead.
I'm Kristen Lyerly.
And I'm Pat Kreitlow. And on the show this week, we are one step closer to finding out who's actually going to be on the ballot for the next election because an important deadline has just passed. We'll review a couple of the races that are coming up that haven't received very much attention, but they are still very extreme. They are still very important to Wisconsin. And as for the races that are getting a lot of attention, it sure seems clear what one party strategy is going to involve. And so we're going to propose that maybe having cops in uniform in partisan political ads is something that either needs to go away or it needs to become something that makes voters question a candidate's actual motivations. But first, Kirk is going to explain why you're just going to hear the three of us yammering for the next hour rather than talking to any friendly people. We're the guests, so Kirk.
Pat, you know, it's always my job to get the guests, and it's your job to make the show flow smoothly and make sure that we talk about the right things at the right time. So I failed this week miserably.
I wouldn't say that.
I ran out of time, Pat. Like, I am putting a tap room together in Minocqua right now, and I'm knee-deep in beer and T-shirts, and I'm dealing with the Obnom, which is like this is my all-inclusive term for the old boys network of Minocqua, and it's quite something. So I failed to get guests, but you know what? We can do this because Kristen likes to talk a lot.
I was just about to put it on.
I love that you're knee-deep in beer and T-shirts. It sounds like college, and you kind of look like college with the hat. So let's just go with that theme.
Yeah. I don't even have a comb for the show tonight because I'm so bedraggled from this thing. So I had to put a hat on because my hair is all messed up.
So no, I don't have any doubt. And Kristen was equally encouraging that, yes, when we talked about what all is out there, I responded with a top 10 list. There are 10 different topics we could talk about, and we'll get into many of them. Although now I want to hear more about Kristen and college, given what, you know, being swamped in beer and T-shirts, and that doesn't even get us to medical school. But in the 2 minutes we've got before break, Kirk, I know we're going to talk more about the tap room afterwards, but anything else you wanted to say about the work that you've got to do to get that done? You want to preview what's coming up later in the show?
Yeah. So the preview of what's coming up the show is I have a building and I've been building it. And it's the town of Minocqua, actually the town board chairman, I call him the Obnom King, King of the Obnom, has really put up, it's like a moving scale of things that are required of me in order to open this building. And it's the most ridiculous small town provincial stuff I've ever dealt with in my life.
All right. It does remind me of, never mind.
Boss Hogg, the Dukes of Hazzard. Let's be honest.
Yeah, let's go. It's something like that. So there, we've taken up one of the minutes, which leaves us 1 minute now for Kristen to talk about med school parties before we get into...
What happens at med school parties stays at med school parties, Pat.
Yeah, I hear you. Look, one of the things that we're going to get into in just a bit here is about the various election campaigns that you're going to be hearing about. And obviously, if you're listening to this fine program, we are in your debt. But we also try to inform you on various political goings on up north and across the state. And since every one of us has been on the ballot for a race up north at some point or another, we want to talk a bit more about the process and about the races, because the governor's race and the U.S. Senate race, they're going to get plenty of attention and plenty of money, by the way. But there are some other critical races, as well as your local lawmakers and so forth. So we're going to talk a bit about that before we get into some more controversial topics about some of the big races and the people making the endorsements, and then more from the adventures of Kirk building a tap room. All that and more coming up next. You're up north.